Taking that first step down a career path can be daunting, like stepping into a world completely unknown. On the flip side, if you've been walking that road for a long time, chances are you've learned a thing or two. Today on Stateside, we continue with our new series about what it's like to be at opposite ends of the same career path. It's called Work in Progress, a conversation between two people, one who's just starting out in a job and one who's been working in that field for a long time. We'll be hearing from people who've made all sorts of career choices, from symphony conductors to priests, nurses, farmers. Today, we turn the spotlight on two high school music teachers.
My name is Erica Senecal. I've been teaching here at Port Huron Northern High School since the end of January 2018. I teach high school choir grades 9 through 12, as well as performing arts grades 9 through 12.
I'm Eric St. Major, and I'm the band director at Port Huron Northern. I will be starting my 16th year of teaching here in the Port Huron School District, and I'm starting, I believe, my 27th year of teaching.
So what were you most surprised to learn was part of this job?
I didn't realize I would spend so much of my first year with my head down on my desk crying. was the most surprising part because you get out and you realize how little you know about actually doing the job. And I think most colleges do a really nice job of getting you prepared with all the technical things, how to play instruments, the music theory, the music history, and even a lot of the instructional pedagogy part of it. But that part where you have to learn to work with people with that wide variety of motivations is something they just can't teach you in college. And even in student teaching, it's such a controlled environment. You don't really feel that hammer until you're out there on your own.
100%.
So what kinds of things surprised you about actually doing the job versus what you imagined it would be like?
I guess in the classroom, I didn't think that I would have to work so hard to find my teaching personality. I've always been told that who you are in the classroom is not always exactly the same as who you are in real life. I mean, you can't share everything about your life with your students, and I certainly don't want them to share everything about their life with me. So it makes sense.
Well, the teaching personality, it's...
Yeah.
It really is more of a negotiation.
Yeah.
You know, you're negotiating with yourself, you're negotiating with the students, and you're trying to find that thing that works. And it may not even be who you are in your in your everyday life. And that's the funny thing. I tend to be a much quieter person. I'm a lot more introverted in my normal everyday life. But I know that if I want to be decent at my job, I have to do this other thing in order to make sure that I'm communicating with the students.
I found myself going way too far to the ends of the spectrum. And that was my most difficult part. I would go like so crazy and overly excited. And part of it was I felt like nothing I was doing was getting them to pay attention to me. But I think maybe I was overdoing it a touch. But then I brought it back, but then it didn't feel like enough. So just kind of figuring out where to land. Maybe I got it. We'll see. What mistakes do you think you have made along the way, if any?
I do remember about 20 years ago, my former school band director, the guy who started me on clarinet back in 1980, I remember seeing him at a band festival. He had his bands there, I had my bands there, and he asked me how things were going, and he let me vent for a little while. And I got done with venting about everything, and he paused for a minute, and he looked at me, and he said, "Eric, just remember that those kids that are really aggravating you right now are somebody's baby." And even though you say you understand that, and even though you you think you understand the implications of something like that, until one of your mentors says something like that to you, you don't realize the gravity and the weight of just that idea. And, you know, I tell the families all the time that this is probably the last chance they're ever going to have to do anything like this.
Absolutely.
Even though we live in a town that does have some opportunities to play, people always find reasons not to play their instrument or get involved with a choir someplace. And so what you want to do, hopefully, is provide an experience that these kids will enjoy and continue to be a part of and take it on into their later lives. But I think earlier on, that was probably the biggest mistake, is not understanding the responsibility that I had as a teacher and a mentor of my own for my own students.
Eric, if you had to give me one piece of advice that I have to follow, what would you tell me?
Well, I'm going to share with you one of the things that motivates me for my job. Rather than advice, I'm just going to tell you, this is what I do. You can take it or leave it.
Okay.
I'm always looking for the next cool thing. You know, what's the next neat thing? What would be neat? And then take time to figure out how to do that. I'm always making adjustments. I don't want to end up in a rut, even for 2 or 3 years. I don't want to do things the same way year after year after year. For instance, I might see a music video and see something in a music video and say, oh, that looks like so much fun. I wonder if there's a way we can make that happen for our students. A good example of this is a number of years ago, I saw a video with people playing PVC tubes.
Oh, that's a cool video. PVC, I know what you're talking about.
PVC pipes.
Yes.
And so the next day, I'm walking up and down the aisles of Home Depot with a pink flip-flop in my right hand, grabbing PVC pipe, boom, 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 when I'm trying to find the right timbre for this right there. And, and you know, the guys in the orange aprons, can I help you? Actually, no, I'm just
good,
fine.
Thanks.
But then slowly over 2 months, these two PVC pipe organs started to be built in front of my classroom. And just whenever I had an extra half an hour, I'd cut more pipe and check the tuning. And so it was just something that I saw and decided to chase it down.
How have societal and political attitudes changed toward teachers during your career, and how has this affected you as a teacher?
I think over the last 30 years, we've been talking a lot more about governmental accountability, and we have this conversation about being results-oriented. And while I am 100% in favor of people being accountable, and I think being results-oriented basically is what you and I do for a living.
Every single day.
Every day these kids are engaged. I'm not sure that there are adequate measures to account for the types of changes that we, especially in the arts, the types of changes that we have for kids. And while there's all this pressure to focus on the academic success of the students, I think that the arts sometimes gets left aside, especially in the new era of accountability. And I cannot count the number of times a parent has come to me after their kid has graduated, 2 years after they've graduated, as I'm at their graduation party, and said, the reason why my child finished school was because they wanted to be in a band class, in your band class. And I'm not sure how you measure that as we're in this accountability society and this results-oriented frame of mind that we're in. I think that the arts have the ability to reach these kids in ways that so many of the other academic areas can't. Every one of these things has its place, but the arts are so important for these kids, and I think we're losing track of that.
As a student who grew up in that era, I can tell you that every single student feels that every single day. And, you know, I was in high school 5 years ago, so I feel really close to my students in a lot of ways because I still distinctly remember what it felt like there. And actually one thing that inspired me to become a teacher is in my high school experience, there were 1 to 2 student suicides every single year throughout my high school experience. And I think the only way that I didn't get through that without just breaking down and crying about the utter horrific things that were happening was because of music and choir. And how can you ever put that on a test or on a report card. You just can't. And yeah, you just can't.
With a lot of the pressures that are being placed on schools financially and in terms of academic accountability, did that impact your decision to become an arts teacher, knowing that districts are trying to put more emphasis on academic success as opposed to some of the other things that school districts are able to offer?
I don't know how much that influenced me in my choice of becoming a public school music teacher, but I do know that it strengthened my resolve in it. I mentioned this a little earlier, but one of the only reasons that I was able to emotionally make it through high school was that I was able to be creative during my day. So many times in my personal educational experience, class was about knowing exactly how to answer the perfect way so that you got the point, or so that you could get that score, so that you could get into this thing, so that you could do the thing that you wanted to do later with the other things. It took a long time, and until I was in my, until I was an upperclassman in high school and I was in advanced AP level courses, that I really got to express any opinion or dig into the whys and the hows of what people wrote and the math processes that ancient Greek people were figuring out and just all of those things that my learning brain really wanted to know. I didn't get there for a long time. What is your favorite part of being a music teacher?
Seeing kids care. It's absolutely the best. And being in the arts, you get to be surrounded by those kinds of kids because it is an elective, and there are going to be days that the kids aren't completely 100% into it, but many of them are. And just knowing that so many of them care and they want it to be good and they're willing to do what's necessary to be good. And I can't express enough how grateful I am to the parents of these kids to support all the things that we do, and the school district that we work in has been so nice and so supportive of everything that we're trying to do with the students.
Yeah. I love seeing after a performance when the parents get to immediately react to what their students have just learned. That's pretty cool too. That's pretty awesome.
And that was rookie teacher Erica Senecal and veteran teacher Eric Senkmajor discussing their careers as high school music teachers, all part of our new series, Work in Progress. You'll find other conversations on the series by going to the stateside page at michiganradio.org.